The Proxy Zone Reboot, starring Daniel Schall, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 8, Recap. In last week's episode, Red convinced the Havoc to help our heroes cross the Rainbow Track in exchange for a promise to save them on his hard drive, a promise he knows he won't be able to keep. However, things weren't as cutesy as all Sparkles would suggest. To cross, our heroes had to defeat an evil giraffe named Jitters and his roving band of imbecile thugs. After crossing the Rainbow Track, Lydia and company found themselves transported to the middle of a battlefield where Treehouse met his untimely end. Will they find Moxie in time to return Red to the Proxy Zone? Will he save our heroes as promised? Will Venus get wind of the betrayal and stop them all? Join us as we go into the mega computer! We need to take cover now. Where?
Literally anywhere.
There's a cave near that ridge.
We can't go there, Private.
Why not?
There's a sniper bot just waiting for his chance to sniper you.
Hi, everyone. What's going on?
Turva! You're alive! Well, you were alive.
Quick, follow me into that ravine.
Now that we're safe, I need to know who you are.
You're not part of the Alpha Centaurian army, and you're definitely not robots.
Tell me about it.
Are you, or are you not, part of the secret society of Say Nothings?
Pardon me for asking what might be, in hindsight, a foolish question, but if we were, would we be speaking right now?
Negative.
Yet we are talking.
Affirmative. I see your lips moving.
So...
Captain Jim?
Yes, Sergeant Doug?
The secret society of Say Nothings takes a vow of silence, right?
That they do, Sergeant.
So it's probably safe to say these civilians aren't part of the secret society of Say Nothings.
Your logic checks out. Then again, I hate logic.
We don't have time for this. We need to get to Moxie. It's a mega computer.
Oh, we know what Moxie is. We've been battling her and her evil designs to annihilate our homeworld for years. Do you see that volcano over there?
The one spewing all the fire and brimstone?
No, the other one. That's where you'll find Moxie. Her force field is impenetrable, and she's guarded by the Format. Fierce and loyal robots hell-bent on defending her against any intruders.
Let me guess. These Format, you said, are they also protected by an impenetrable force field?
Oh, I see you've run across them before.
Yes, in Cleveland.
Well, I can't say what they're like in Cleveland, but here, the Format is all but indestructible. They have a weakness, though. A weakness we've only been able to exploit once.
Dudes, I miss Treehouse.
Keep it together, buddy.
I'm trying. But it's hard, okay?
A sniper bot! 8 o'clock, sir! We need an AX-17 pronto! I can't operate it, though, on account of my weak eyes.
Anyone here a good shot?
I mean, I am! When I'm not sad!
I'm a pretty good shot. What do you need?
A sniper rifle. There's usually one lying around here somewhere. Wait here, I'll be back.
Here, take this.
This is the largest gun I've ever seen.
An AX-17 assault sniper rifle with telescopic laser digital scope. If we have any chance here, you'll need to take out that sniper bot.
I'd do it, but I'm trained in close quarters combat and munitions, not snipering.
Here goes nothing. I got it!
Great shot, babe.
Great shot, babe.
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
Listen, if you have a problem, we can solve it here and now, hombre.
There's no problem here, hombre. Also, the H is silent, hombre.
Will you two boys can it? We have a mission and only
18 more hours. That's plenty of time, at least.
Well, what is it now?
I didn't want to mention it earlier because, frankly, I thought we would have all died long ago. However, if you remember, this world runs at 10 times the speed compared to the Proxy Zone.
Yeah, so?
That means every hour here equals 6 minutes back home. When I get back, I'll need enough time to get the hard drives, hook it up, and upload everybody. It's gonna take some time.
And how much time is that?
An hour and a half, give or take.
That means we only have 3 more hours to get you back?
Exactly.
We have to find a way into Moxie.
I'm telling you, it's impossible. We've been trying for years.
Moxie is protected by a force field and buried deep in that volcano. The Format maintain a vigilant and constant patrol. The only way in and out is a tunnel so unstable it's liable to fall apart at any moment. Even if you manage to get through the tunnel, the Format will stop you. We've only defeated them once, and that was by sticking a sharp piece of metal between two narrow slots in their panel. We don't have that kind of technology just lying around.
Would something like this work? Whoa! What is that?
So, you're telling me you live in a world with plasma grenades, auto-recharging rifles, and AX-17 assault sniper rifles with telescopic laser digital scope, but you've never seen a knife?
That thing is incredible! Can I see it?
Yeah, oh yeah, this'll do. With these... what did you call them? Knives. With these knives, we might just have a chance. All right, my team is at your service. Fall in, everyone. It'll be some brutal fighting to get there, but with these fancy knives of yours, we might be able to stop Moxie and their evil plans once and for all.
This plan of yours better work, Red, or else...
I know. Splatter time. It'll work. Trust me.
Whew! You guys are amazing! The way you shot the Frelian guardsman with that jump, kick, flippy thingy! Beautiful! And you with those knives! You must have taken out 12 Corpid Rangers!
I'm just glad our weapons are working here.
Okay, this is the entrance to the tunnel. When we get in, we're gonna have to move silently. These tunnels are unstable and could collapse at any time. It's about 4 clicks to the heart of Moxie. We just might do it! Finally! Freedom for the Alpha Centaurians is at hand!
Oh, freedom! At last! There is one small detail I should have mentioned earlier.
Oh boy, here we go.
We can't actually destroy Moxie.
What? We have to destroy Moxie. It's an evil, maniacal, megalomaniac megacomputer bent on universal domination. When you get the chance, you destroy something like that.
Yeah, that you do, sir. And we will, just not right away. Oh, can we just tell them already? Listen, meathead, your world isn't going to last much longer. Our only hope for salvation is to get to that computer and upload Red. Oh, God. Did I really just say that? Now you know how I feel.
I'm from another dimension, I guess you could call it. The Proxy Zone. I'm sort of responsible for the destruction of your world and the universe as you know it. But it's nice to meet you.
When he gets there, he's going to download us onto a hard drive. According to Red, there's plenty of room for everyone. I'm sure he could save you and your team too. Right, Red?
Yes, plenty of room for all.
This is getting out of hand, Lydia.
Donnie, hush. We need his help.
So you're saying my world is dying. Moxie has won?
All of our worlds are dying. It doesn't have anything to do with Moxie.
I'm certain I could explain it to you in a cogent and systematic way, but I'm guessing everyone is bored with that already, so maybe you could just trust us and save some time?
I don't believe it.
It's true. The world as we know it is going to be reset. You'll be alive, but all your memories will be erased. It's just like
dying. I understand, soldier.
That's why we need to get to Moxie.
To save yourselves, while the rest of us just disappear into nothing.
You can come with us. It's not too late for you.
My wife, my kids, they're waiting for me back at Alpha Centauri. What happens to them?
We can't save everyone. We don't have enough room. I thought you said there was plenty of room.
There is, just not for every single person on the cloud.
But there's room for me, right?
Of course.
And me. What about my wife and kids? Is there enough room for them too?
It'll be a tight squeeze, but I can make it work.
You seem to have plenty of room for anyone you might need to help you, son. That's as convenient as it is suspicious. You're lying. Come on, Sergeant. Let's get out of here. I don't want to spend any more time with these people than I have to.
I'm not lying.
Yes, you are. I see it now. How could I have been so blind? As soon as you don't need me anymore, you'll turn on us too, won't you? You all knew, didn't you? I'm sorry, we needed your help and we didn't want to lie to you. I'm sorry.
In our defense, you were planning on killing us at the time. That seems much worse than lying.
Well, you're about to find out.
It's Splattertown!
No, don't!
Venus, you're outgunned and outnumbered. You can't win.
Oh, so you're actually counting Red and I this time.
Do you have a gun?
I do.
Then yes, I'm counting you.
Oh, darling, I don't plan on us winning. I plan on you losing.
Is anyone there?
Just me.
Anyone else?
Everyone's gone.
What?
They're gone. It's just you and me and what's left of her.
Spike!
She's unconscious. I don't think she's gonna make it.
And where's Lydia?
Gone. She's gone. Dave's gone. They're all gone. It's just the three of us, and we're gonna die in this rubble. I mean, you'll be rebooted. At least you'll get another chance. But as for me, I don't think I'll survive the reboot. I don't belong here. I've thought about it a lot, and I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna disappear. Thanks a lot. Thanks for bringing me to this place.
Listen.
No, it's all my fault, really.
No, you can't blame yourself.
I can't. You wouldn't be here right now if it hadn't been for what I did. Sure, you'd reboot, but you'd be like the rest of the slobs out there, peacefully oblivious. I'm the one who did those things to you.
What things?
The breakup, the job, even your dog. That was all me.
Wait, why?
Well, when I found out we were finally ready to launch the reboot, I figured, what's the point in investing any more time in you? So I decided to ruin your life. And do you know why? I thought it would be funny. Can you believe that? I ruined your life because I thought it was funny. I actually laughed. When Teresa left you, I laughed.
You ruined my life because you thought it would be funny.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. All is forgiven because you're sorry. I'll kill you.
What?
I said, I'll kill you, you son of a...
Oh, what now?
It's coming from the other side of the rubble.
Maybe they can't get to us.
Think again, ass...
Annihilate the intruders. Why do you have to do that? Annihilate, annihilate. I think it sounds intimidating. We don't need to sound intimidating. We can just annihilate them. That's all the intimidation we need. Great, now you got me saying it.
Well, should we?
Should we what?
You know.
Oh, annihilate the intruders.
You said it, not me.
Sure, why not? I mean, it's our job.
Partner, over here.
Who is that?
Arr! Hey, where'd you get that? Arr!
Dave! Oh, thank God! Where's Lydia?
She's all right. A little banged up, but she's a tough girl. Now, Kevin's with us, too. Sup, dudes?
What's happening?
Spike! You're all right!
Any sign of Venus?
No, I'm pretty sure she caved the tunnel in on herself.
Bro, I'd say with 100% certainty she's totally dead. And in no way, shape, or form will she show up later.
We can't worry about that right now. If we can get to Moxie, there's still a chance.
Let's go, dudes. Time's ticking.
We made it.
Wow, this thing is impressive.
There was far less resistance than I expected. Anyone else concerned that might backfire on us later? No? Okay, cool.
The setup should only take a few minutes. Dave, Lydia, and Kevin, watch out for any more of those format things. Donnie, you're with me. Let's hook these components up and get Red back home. So far, the interface is reasonably compatible, but we need a KL9 adapter, and we didn't bring one.
I'll look around for one. With a computer this fancy, there's gotta be one around here somewhere.
Any luck?
No, I couldn't find the adapter, but if I take this XL coupling and make a few tweaks to this MR8 right here and right here, I think that'll work.
That's actually pretty brilliant for a noob.
That's noob with a capital N now.
Okay, that's the last connection. Let's fire this thing up. Come on, Red.
This isn't going to hurt, will it?
I don't know. Did it hurt coming here?
Kind of.
Then I bet it'll hurt going back. Okay, that should do it. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I can be.
We don't have any reason to trust you, and we can do nothing to make you keep your promise. I only ask...
I'll do everything I can to save you. I owe it to Donnie here. I'm really sorry about what I did to you, and I promise I'll make it up to you. All of you.
Here goes nothing.
Well, he's gone.
And how long do we have to wait? 90 minutes over there, so a little over 15 hours here. He should be able to download us from anywhere once he gets to the other side.
We might as well wait here, then. I don't see any reason to go back to the base.
Do you really think he'll be able to save us all?
He was never clear on how many he can save. Either he didn't know, or...
Or he never planned on saving any of us, and he just used us to get himself back home.
Well, dudes, either this plan is going to work, or it isn't. I mean, no sense in harshing the moment we have together, you know? Who's down for the orgy plan? Or Parcheesi? I'm game for either.
Did you bring Parcheesi?
No. Why?
Then neither?
Okay, suit yourself. Looks like it's just me and Angelina Jolie. Oh, Pamela Henderson wants to get in the action. Let's go, ladies.
Hey, Lydia. You mind giving me a hand checking out this room over here? There might be something we need, if you catch my drift.
Your drift might be the safest thing she catches from you.
Well, if there might be something in there we need, how can I say no?
Psst, Donnie. They're going to have sex.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
You're jealous, aren't you?
I am not. I just wish that, I wish Teresa was here.
I honestly don't know what you see in her.
Well, she's, she's...
Yes?
And she's also, you know, she's also,
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I suppose, if truth be told, I was destined to love her. That may sound crazy, but it's true. I mean, Red made us, and he made it so that we loved each other. Why? Who could say? But with love, who can ever say? Is it really any different than someone saying fate brought them together? Or it was meant to be, right? Teresa and I were literally meant to be together. I don't have to explain it. It just is.
You say that, but you keep glancing towards her.
Well, let's say I really do have a thing for Lydia, right? Does it matter? I mean, there's no way someone like her falls for someone like me.
That's true, but it still sounds like you're settling to me.
Well, you know what, Spike? Some of us have to settle. We don't have the right stuff to go chasing our dream girl.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you say, Donnie.
Okay, then tell me. Would a girl like Lydia ever fall for a guy like me? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, if you don't have anything practical to say, I'd like to wait in silence. Oh, what's that?
I don't know. I drifted off to sleep.
Me too.
It's coming from this display. It's red. I can't believe this.
What?
Look.
Hello, guys. I retrieved the hard drives much more quickly than I expected, but when I plugged them in, nothing. If you get this, I believe that you'll need to download me along with the hard drives. If you do that, I think I can save you from your side. I'll be standing by. 10 minutes are left here, meaning you have an hour and a half to get me back to your world. I'll be standing by. Yours, Red.
Do you think that's genuine?
Well, yeah. If he wanted to abandon us, he would have just never contacted us. Do we have everything to bring him back?
I think so. We need to figure out how to access Moxie's radar dish and turn it towards the Andromeda Galaxy. I remember the professor's calculations, so it should be a piece of cake.
What should be a piece of cake?
Oh, the lovebirds return. Tweet, tweet, mother.
Well, if you know of a better way to kill a few hours, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, fat chance. More like 3 minutes.
What's that?
I said we should have Red back in a few minutes.
Why? I thought he was going to download us from the other side.
Well, turns out he can't.
Or won't.
Or setting everything up to bring him back. He thinks he can download us from here. It shouldn't be too hard either, because Moxie is incredibly powerful.
Red said he could. I don't believe him.
Spike, why would he lie?
For fun? To amuse himself? Let's face it, he's done nothing but lie since we've met him. I don't trust him, and neither should you. But we don't have a choice, so here it is, the navigation array. I'll put in the coordinates while you hook everything back up. If he's telling the truth, then it should be...
A piece of cake. What? You survived? How?
I found her. She told me what you did.
And what did she tell you?
She told me how you blew up the tunnels to prevent her from being downloaded.
how you plan on using Moxie to destroy our planet. How everything you said to me was a lie. You're nothing but minions to Moxie and her evil plan. I should have known.
Why would we do that? Lydia, there's no use in lying anymore. You told me to save your skins. You needed to flatten Alpha Centauri and eradicate every living person on it. You're an awful, awful person.
I can't believe I fell for your lies.
She's lying.
No. Now, step away from the computer.
No, we can work something out.
There's nothing to work out. Me and my buddies are here to do what we were designed to do. Destroy that computer and save Alpha Centauri. Now step aside.
You can't! I'm sorry we lied to you, but...
Save it. I know what kind of people you are and who you're really working for. Now move. You have until the count of three.
I hate counting to three.
One.
Please.
Two.
Don't do it.
Three.
Donnie, move!
Wait, what just happened? I didn't shoot. Doug, did you shoot?
No, Captain, I did not shoot.
It's a trick, Captain Jim shoots them.
Moxie is gone. We did it. We finally did it!
Spike, is this the reboot? Did it start early?
Maybe the anomaly is getting worse?
Whatever you did to destroy Moxie, we're in your debt now. Oh, but you, you're the one who was lying. I see it now. Any enemy of Moxie is a friend of mine.
They didn't do this. It's a trick, I tell you. You, come with me. I'm not going anywhere with you. Should I shoot her, Captain?
This isn't our fight.
Take your hands off her.
Don't you ever tell me what to do.
I said, take your filthy hands off.
Dave, are you all right?
She got me good, darling. Right in my knife hand, but I'll be all right.
Ha, ha, ha. You thought you were done with us.
St. Peter and Ewan McGregor. It's the format.
Annihilate. Annihilate. Annihilate.
Take cover.
What do we do?
Well, you just shot the one person who can defeat them, so you tell me. What are we going to do now, indeed? With Red stuck on the other side, Moxie destroyed, and little hope of rescue, how will our heroes escape? Find out next week as we go back into the wasteland. Oh, that place sucked. Ah, whatever. Back into the wasteland! Here we go, yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone reboot was written by Gerald Burke, all voices by Daniel Schall, music by Sean Rayner, produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books, written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.